use the pause button on the machine, which gives you time to think it out, to think it through, and to respond out loud. After you respond, you release the pause button. You will then get the response from one of the two students, and after that, I will repeat it so that the last impression is always what you get from me. And this is how you will experience a constant sense of progression, a constant sense of learning that you will find exciting, stimulating, and self-rewarding. This course will give you standard Spanish, the standard Spanish language. There's a slight difference in pronunciation with so-called Castilian Spanish and the pronunciation in parts of Spain, where the C in front of an E or I is pronounced like a TH in English, like in Barcelona. Well, that's how you will pronounce it in Castilian Spanish in parts of Spain, but everywhere else it will be pronounced Barcelona, like an S. So again, the C before E and I, and also the Z or the Z, which is pronounced like a TH. If you want to say you are right in Spanish, you say you have reason. The word for reason, spelled R-A-Z or Z-O-N, in Castilian Spanish will be pronounced razón, otherwise razón. So it's a very, very slight pronunciation difference. So in Spanish, you are right, you will say tiene or tienes razón in Castilian Spanish, but otherwise tienes razón. With heart is corazón, C-O-R-A-Z or Z-O-N. In Castilian Spanish, corazón, otherwise corazón. This is the only slight difference. I do point it out in the beginning of the course. First, a few words about the Spanish language in relationship to English. To show you how to get acquainted with a language that is not entirely foreign, alien to English, but that there's a broad common basis of familiarity between both English and Spanish. So much so that there's a large percentage, the subvocabulario inglés of your English vocabulary, that is very similar to Spanish. Thousands of words. And para comenzar, to commence, to begin with, I'm going to give you a few keys to show you how you can inmediatamente, immediately transform su vocabulario inglés, your English vocabulary, into Spanish, so that you will have a starting vocabulary of well over 2,000 words, which is not bad to begin with. Especially, if you consider how limited the vocabulary is, which we use in our active language. Now, our vocabulario activo, our active vocabulary, is quite small in any language. It may vary between 500 and 1500 words. That's all we use in any language. If I think of one of the major newspapers in the New York area, years ago, they tried to establish how many words they use in the whole newspaper, in a thick newspaper, and they came up with 600 words. Just to give you an idea